And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Jeanette Sadler Taylor approaches a book in the road.
Aw, did you see that? Look, Kathleen said to her daughter, who was driving and trying very hard not to look at what Kathleen was showing her. That something was a critter alongside the road. The critter was not being cute or taking a nap. That critter had tangled with a vehicle and now was displaying its innards. Dead critters are just one of the many things that we see in and along the road. Tire parts, shoes, gloves. One of my fellow chroniclers did a piece a while ago about a single glove lying by the byways. And the occasional piece of clothing or furniture or some roadside, there must be a story there, bits that we encounter. Before sunrise, not so long ago, I saw a first for me, my own, "Aw, did you see that?" moment. To quote Ringo from A Hard Day's Night, there was a book, a bloomin' book, in the middle of my lane. Bibliophile and collector of stories that I am, only fear of becoming one of those critters not taking a nap stopped me from hopping out of the car in the dawnness and retrieving it. The headline that flashed across my mind's eye was, "Woman Killed While Rescuing Roadway Book." Better judgment forced me from this path and on my way, but it couldn't quiet my obsession with what I had seen. How did that book come to be there? Would someone greatly miss it? Did it belong to a library? What was the subject matter? So many questions churned in my head that I had to leave unanswered in the interest of self-preservation. As a child, adults impressed, not in so many words, but rather in action and tone, that a book was an almost sacred thing. At the beginning of each school year, there was the ritual of sitting at the table and covering school books with cut-up and folded grocery bags so that the books would stay clean and new-looking for next year's user. Also, there was the admonition, never, ever write in a book. Creates an aura around books, doesn't it? Those scenarios have long made books high on my radar screen. Traveling Through Life With Me is the first book that I ever bought with my own money. Traveling Through Life With Me is the horrifying memory of realizing after a relationship breakup and the just division of volumes that, oh no, the Atlas was not mine. Traveling Through Life With Me is a realization that purging the bookshelf is a wrong-headed idea. Traveling Through Life With Me is a slim blank book that I made. Have you ever physically made a book? Let me tell you, it's a real wake-up call if you're thinking of taking books for granted. Some years ago, a librarian from the St. Joseph County Public Library ran a class where all students made a book. The class went on for several evenings and required many steps to produce, at least in my case, a marginal facsimile of a slim book. Sadly, I didn't save the instructions. Since, I have looked at that great instructor of all things, the Internet, but only found instructions for one that is a sort of pamphlet and for another where they glued rather than stitched the pages together. We all know that those don't have anywhere near the same shelf life as the stitched ones. In the class that I attended, we did use pre-made paper as the leaves. There had to be a limit. To have produced handmade paper for filling the book would have required many more evenings. I'd love to take a class in paper making, though. If anyone knows of one locally, please contact me with details. My neighbor Sandy used to go out onto her driveway in the summer and make paper. She had forms and combs and husks and flowers. My kind of project, fun-looking and messy. In Eric Gill's Essay on Topography, he devotes a few pages to the paper upon which the topography will be pressed, and he says, "It seems to be generally admitted, handmade is the best, if only because the most durable." But there's something to be said for aesthetics there, too. So, don't do as I did and leave yourself riddled with questions. Instead, when you come to a book in the road, follow the Yogi Berra dictum, take it. For Michiana Chronicles, this is Jeanette Sadler-Taylor.
Hey, Fozzie, I want you to turn left if you come to a fork in the road.
Yes, sir, turn left at the fork in the road.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.